The name of the patient is Jean Snyder. The last name is S-N-Y-D-E-R. First name Jean, G-E-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 93-year-old white female. That is following this practice because of the presence of hypocalcemia associated to iatrogenic hypoparathyroidism period. The patient has a resection of the thyroid, goiter, and apparently there was a compromise of the parathyroid glands. Period. The patient developed the hypercalcemia. She has been treated with the administration of calcium acetate 670 milligrams PO four times a day. And she also takes calcitriol 0.25 micrograms daily. The patient has a serum calcium that is reported 8.4 in the presence of analbumin, that is 4.3. The patient is definitely with hypocalcemia. She's taking the 0.25 micrograms of calcitriol three times a week. We are going to increase to four times a week, and we're going to reevaluate the case afterwards. Number two, she's a CKD stage two, A1, that has been very stable. The estimated GFR is around 50 mL per minute with a serum creatinine of 1 and a BUN of 16. No, there is no significant proteinuria. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism, that is on replacement therapy post-thyroidectomy. The TSH is 1.0, the T4 is 1.89, and the free T3 is 1.9, which is an acceptable level. Following number, the patient has a history of a cardiomyopathy that is compensated. Following number, the patient has a significant memory impairment. We have noticed that there is a loss of 12 pounds in the last 12 months. And the patient says that she's eating on a regular basis. She hasn't had any alteration in the bowel movements. She feels well. Whether or not she forgets to eat is questionable. The husband takes good care of her. My suggestion after taking the history is to get the body weight on a daily basis, so you are more, the patient is going to be more conscious, and she will increase the caloric intake if there is evidence of weight loss. Period. The patient has a significant memory impairment, and she's taking medication in that regard. Following number, the patient is complaining of a skin bleeding subepidermal with a freckle-like appearance after resolution. She's just taking aspirin. Since this is not my field of expertise, I am going to refer her to the dermatologist Waters Edge. Following number, the patient has a history of severe arthritis in the right shoulder. And they give injections every day. So often, and She was scheduled to have a shoulder replacement. However, for medical reasons, they put it on hold, and that they doctors in Ohio recommended follow-up while she's in Florida. For that reason, we are going to refer her to the orthopedic doctor, Chaudhry, C-H-A-U-D like in Delta, H-R-I, Chaudhry, period. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and in the face-to-face 20 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.